When addressing at the opening ceremony of the AIIB, Chinese President Xi Jinping says the bank will effectively boost investment in infrastructure and economic integration in Asia.
The official establishment and opening of AIIB will effectively boost investment channels in Asia, especially capitals from private sectors and infrastructure projects. AIIB will promote regional interconnection and intercommunication and will improve economic integration. AIIB will also bring about a better investment environment for developing countries in Asia.
The president also promised another $50 million of investment into the bank at the ceremony. Also at the ceremony, Jin Li-chun was elected as the first AIIB president.
AIIB is off to a good start. We will do our utmost to promote broad-based economic and social development through infrastructure investment in the bank's member countries. We will do our best to protect the environment and take care of the people in the project areas.
Chinese Finance Minister Liu Jiwei was elected as the first chairman of the AIIB Council and promised the bank will work with other multilateral development banks such as the Asian Development Bank and the World Bank. The opening ceremony has drawn many state financial heads, diplomats, and regional heads of financial institutions. A number of them from the European countries believe the AIIB will connect Asia and Europe in development. Among them is Ron Keller, Dutch ambassador to China.
We want to contribute to the continued success of the Asian region by building further infrastructure within the region and also benefiting from the region of the European and Asian cooperation. The Netherlands is very closely connected to many Asian countries.
Meanwhile, experts say that the AIIB's focus on infrastructure projects will also enhance connectivity among Asian countries. Yu Kong-Huang is senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment in Washington, D.C.
I think the creation of the AIIB is now going to start to help integrate Central Asia, South Asia, the Middle East, to what I would call a very dynamic East Asia production sharing network. And therefore, the success of China, the success of the East Asian region, hopefully will uplift other regions which have actually in the past not been so connected to the global economy. So I think this is the strength of the AIIB.
The AIIB was first proposed by China in 2013. With its focus on infrastructure development in Asia, the bank attracted 57 member countries within just 2 years. It was formally established on December the 25th of last year and is headquartered in Beijing. The bank has an initial capital of $100 billion. China, India, and Russia are the three largest shareholders, taking a 30%, 9%, and 7% stake, respectively. For CRI, this is Fei Fei.